Hello, and welcome to Kingdom Connection with Jensen Franklin. In this weekly podcast, we hope that you have an encounter with God through inspired teaching and discover practical ways to help you live a life of purpose. If you enjoy the teaching ministry of Jensen Franklin and would like to enjoy more resources, devotionals, including our weekly updates, we hope you'll visit our website at jensenfranklin.org.
I'm preaching on a dream that drives you. A dream that drives you. Genesis chapter 37 and verse 5. Now Joseph had a dream, and he told it to his brothers, and they hated him even more. Verse 19, and they said one to another, look, this dreamer is coming. Joseph was 17 years old when God gave him a world-changing dream. God has a dream for every person under the sound of my voice. Those of you streaming live, wherever you are all over the world, God has a dream for your life. Sometimes we think if we're not a Richard Branson who started Virgin Airlines, or Steve Jobs, or Bill Gates, or Dr. Martin Luther King, that if it's not some massive, huge dream, that our dream doesn't matter to God. But the dream that you have for a business, for a college education, for your children, for maybe you're a housewife and you're pouring your life into your child and your dream is that your child would be great, that's a good godly dream, and God cares about your dream. As a matter of fact, if God wants to bless you, he gives you light. The Bible said God is light. And when God wants to bless you, he'll give you light. See, what that means is when I say a dream, it means you can see it. God just turns on the light and suddenly you see who you could be, what you could do, and it inspires you and it fires you up. If God wants to judge you, he doesn't have to kill you. He can just turn out the light. And suddenly you're in darkness and you don't know where you're going with your life. You don't know what you're doing. You're confused. One of the greatest blessings that can come to your life is when God turns on the light and you see it. I saw myself preaching. I saw it. I saw myself pastoring. I saw it. And when God shows it to you, it's a powerful thing. And it starts with him turning on the light and you get a dream. People who are leaders always have a great dream. They're thinking ahead. They're planning ahead. It's a dream that drives you. It affects how you talk. It affects how you think. It affects how you live. And don't be a dream killer, especially to your children. Don't be a dream killer. Let God turn on the light and show them the possibilities. You see, George Bernard Shaw said, listen to this, dream of things that never were and ask, why not? Why not? Somebody one day said, why not? Why can't we fly? Why can't we create a machine that will fly? Why not? Why not? Why can't we? Somebody looked at the telephone. In my generation, it started. Anybody remember the old rotary dial? And it had a little cord, and if you answered the phone, you had to take that phone and you couldn't go nowhere because it had a little cord. And then we thought we were brilliant because somebody came up with a long cord. Anybody remember that? And you could walk into the kitchen and you, man, that's something else there. A long cord. I can move around a little bit. And then came the big breakthrough. Somebody said, why not? Why can't we have what we called a mobile phone? And it was in a suitcase about that big. And you'd have a strap around you and you'd go to the mall and it still had a cord on it and you'd pull it out and you'd talk and it's about that long and it was amazing. It had an antenna that shot up in the air and, you know, why not? And then finally some brilliant mind said, why not? Why can't we have something called a smartphone? Someone said that the difference between cell phones and people is cell phones are getting thinner and smarter. So I want to take the word dream and I want to use each letter of the word dream quickly to tell you what it means to have a dream that drives you. First of all, the D stands for a dream will distinguish you. When God gives you a dream, it will make you stand out. When God gives you a dream, it will mark you. It will make you different from other people. All you have to do in this day and time is to be really something is to have a dream and a direction for your life. A dream will distinguish you. Joseph had a coat of many colors. He looked like Elton John everywhere he went. He had a dream. He had a dream, and the dream distinguished him. And I tell you, when a young person or man or woman is a person who God has given a dream, they will begin to be distinguished from other people. The second thing that a dream will do is a dream, and I want to say before I move on, if you don't have a dream, hang out with someone who does have a dream, because you'll get fat off the crumbs from their table. There's something about when you hang around other dreamers, you can get a dream, but some of you hang around a bunch of losers and you'll never be and do anything of significance. So get around people who have a dream, and then you'll begin to see what you can be and what you can do. The R stands for dreams release your potential. They release you to grow. I mentioned the other week in a message, and I want to reiterate, you know, I heard and saw a little TV show even this week that reminded me about these guys make aquariums. And he said something interesting when they, especially for CEOs, you know, where they put fish and stuff in their fancy offices. And he said that the number one fish that people want in their aquarium is, a guppy or something. He said a shark. He said CEOs want a shark. And he said the amazing thing is, if you put a shark in the aquarium, it'll only grow to 8 inches. But if you put it in the Pacific Ocean or the Atlantic Ocean, it'll grow 8 feet or more. And the point is simply this: the shark will never grow larger than his environment. And the same is true about you. If all you do is stay in little narrow-minded, muddy mud puddles of small thinking, you'll never grow any bigger. Welcome to the dream room. That's what this is. We come in this place and we serve a big God, a mighty God. And some of you, it's time to get out of the mud puddle and get into a lake. And some of you need to get out of the lake and get into the ocean and swim and let God grow you and let God expand you and let God release your potential. The third thing, the E, stands for encourage. You see, a dream, when you get it, will encourage you. There's something about a dream that brings encouragement and joy to people's lives. It gives you excitement. It encourages you. The people who are depressed, the people who are discouraged, are the people who don't have a dream. Because when you have a dream, it makes you get up in the morning. It makes you put your clothes on and go to work because you've got a dream, and a dream has the power to encourage you. And then the A stands for it affects prevailing attitudes. When you have a dream, it will always attack prevailing attitudes. Oral and Wilbur Wright were sons of a Methodist preacher. And he got up and preached. He's a bishop. And he got up and preached one day and said, if God wanted men to fly, he would have made them with wings. But those two boys felt a challenge in their heart to the prevailing attitude of their father. And they went out at Kitty Hawk, North Carolina, and they broke through the prevailing attitude that man cannot fly, and they changed the world with that dream. Because when you have a dream that God gives you, it will always affect your attitude, and usually you'll have to combat prevailing attitudes. There'll always be, you know, dreams shatter common held attitudes of the day. It can't be done. It's never been done before. Nobody's ever done it and succeeded. You better know. No. Anytime you have a dream, I cannot tell you the times. I'm telling you, I had to, when we were building this, I had to get away from the little guppies. You know, I had to go find preachers that had done stuff I had done. When we were building this and all of that, I got around Tommy Barnett's, and I got around Brian Houston's. I got around men. I got out of the little guppy world, and I got in a shark tank. Amen. And got some of you need a shark tank, and you just think so small. But when you got a dream that God gives you, it will begin to do great things in your life. It'll release your potential. It'll distinguish you. And then the M stands for motivate. A dream will motivate you. A dream will motivate you. It's like nuclear energy in your soul when you get a dream. And your energy will be in proportion to your dream. They did a study recently, and they studied people who retired early. And every time they found that people who retired early with nothing to do, they had nothing to do, they 3 years later went into a decline in health because they had nothing to excite them, nothing to motivate them, nothing to challenge them. In Germany, they did a study and they took rats and they fed the rats. They didn't have to do anything to get their food but just eat it. They took another group of rats and they put them in a maze every day and they would change the maze. And so the rats had to face the challenge and the difficulty of trying to get to their food every day. And they compared the two, and the rats that had to go through the maze to get to their food lived 6 months longer, and in rat years, that's a long time compared to human years. You got to understand, it's many, many years, because they had a goal. They had to solve problems to get to the food. And my point to you is, if you don't have a goal, if you don't have something to stimulate your brain, if you don't have something that keeps you sharp and focused, if you don't have challenges, you won't stay alive. You could drop into a pile of dust pretty quick if you don't have any. I don't care how old you are. I don't care who you are. You need a dream. Dreams motivate us. They energize us. They fire us up. And some of you need to understand that a dream is what you need. You don't need guppies in your tank. Some of you, you don't like strong leadership. You need a shark in your tank to keep you alive, to keep you moving, to keep you, what are you doing? Are you reaching any goals? We want it easy. We don't want to do anything. But God is a God who wants to give you a dream that drives you. Dream problems are the best problems. Listen, in life you're going to have problems. And if you don't do nothing, you're going to have problems. But if you've got a dream, you're going to have problems. I'd rather create my problems and move toward my dream and have to deal with problems that are getting me to my dream than do nothing. So either way, you're going to have problems. Dream problems are the best problems. So get a dream. Excuses are the crutches of the uncommitted. There's always a reason to quit. Ray Kroc was 54 years old, 2 years older than me, when he left his sales job in Chicago and started a hamburger chain called McDonald's. He was 54 years old, 2 years older than me, when he started dreaming. Moses was 80 years old. Colonel Sanders was 65 years old when he started Kentucky Fried Finger Licking Good Chicken. 65, my God, I'm going into my prime. I hadn't even hit my prime yet. I'm about to really hit some big years. You are too, come on. Anybody else believe that we ought to have a dream no matter how old we are? 54, and you're whining about giving up on life at 23 because all your dreams haven't come true. You have no idea. Turn to somebody and say, I'm in the best years of my life. There are going to be times when your circumstances are inconsistent with your dreams. Did you hear what I just said? There's going to be times when your circumstances are inconsistent with your dreams. Joseph had a dream, and then he was thrown in prison. His brothers attacked him. He was thrown into a pit. He was lied on. He was put in prison. He went through hell. He was locked up. That was inconsistent with his dream. And in those moments, you have two choices. Number one, you can reduce your life to your present circumstances, give up on it, settle. Or you can believe through God your life will catch up with your dream if you won't quit and won't give up. Never allow circumstances to change the dream God has put in your heart. Never. Never allow circumstances to change the dream God has put in your heart. There will be times when your present circumstances are not consistent with your dreams. But Habakkuk chapter 2 and verse 3 said, though the vision tarries, Wait for it, for it will surely come to pass. Even if God has to provoke, has to prolong your life, he will not let you die until he brings to pass what he told you he would do. Dreams will demand integrity. Joseph teaches us this. Joseph, when God started raising him up in Potiphar's house, he got around the housewives of Egypt. And Miss Potiphar put on a biblical dress. Lo and behold, I'm sure it was showing lots of leg and lots of upper extremities. And she's walking in and trying to seduce him, because dreams will demand integrity. She starts hitting on Joseph. And the enemy understands men are visual. Women like cards and candy and small gifts and candlelight, romantic dinners, walks on the beach holding hands. Dr. Rutland said that men just want women to show up naked and with food. That's what Dr. Rutland said. If you have a problem with that, send that message to Dr. Rutland, because he said it. And he's a doctor. And that's pretty much the difference between men and women. But I want to say to you, you got to watch it when you've got a dream and God begins to bless the dream. Because a dream will require integrity. A dream will require morality. A dream will require the higher God raises you up, that you not use that position to take advantage of people that look to you. A dream will require integrity. And what others believe about you is never as important as what you believe about you. Boy, that's the truth. You know, I got a lot of people who believe a lot of things, but what you believe about you is more important than what people believe about you. There are two reasons why dreams break down. Number one, people quit believing in God. Number two, people quit believing in themselves. Now, I know people who believe in God, but they don't believe in themselves. And I know people who believe in themselves, but they don't believe in God. And it's got to come together. You've got to believe in God, and you've got to believe in yourself if you're going to fulfill the dream God has called you to do. Here's another thing that Joseph teaches us real quickly. Joseph teaches us to help others with their dream while you wait for your dream to come true. He helped the butler with his dream. He helped the baker with his dream. He helped Pharaoh with his dream. And my question to you is, who are you helping with their dream? Ephesians 6 and 8 said, what you make happen for others, God will make happen for you. Through your resources, through given opportunities, who are you helping fulfill their dream? Because if nothing's happening with your dream, it's a sign you need to help somebody else with their dream. Dreams come when we get a plan. Again, I want to use the letters of the word plan. What does plan stand for? It means, number one, pray it out. If you don't pray it out, then watch out. You're going to fail. Pray it out. The L stands for lay it out. Write it out. Figure, and the Bible said, make the vision plain. Write it out. So pray it out, lay it out, act it out. Take action. Start moving in that direction. Small steps matter. Just start moving in that direction. What can I do? Maybe it's not earth-shaking, but at least I'm moving in that direction. Take action. And then navigate it out. A Navy SEAL commander said this about plans. Listen to this. I've never seen a plan of attack survive the battle. What he was saying was, you can have your plan, but when you get in battle, you have to learn how to expect the unexpected. You have to learn how to navigate your plan. And so you start out with a plan and always plan, but you learn to turn and change things. And, you know, if that didn't work, I'll try it this way. And you navigate the plan. So I want to conclude in just a moment. I'm almost through. But I want to say this: a dream produces discipline. Self-denying. Be ambitious with your life. David, while keeping sheep, a minimum wage job, He didn't waste it. He was target practicing. He was writing songs. He was learning how to play. His gift would make room for him in a palace before the president of his nation. He was watching the sheep and applying life applications to it. While nobody was watching, he was training for reigning. He shows up and he's been promoted from a sheep guy to now he's a pizza delivery guy. The Bible said when he went to his brothers, he took bread and cheese. That's pizza. He was a pizza delivery guy, but he was not wasting that season in his life. Everything about life, everything about sorrow, everything about hurts and rejection and failure, God will make it fertilizer for you to and your dreams if you will allow him. Every job, everything you've been through, God will make it fertilizer for your dream. Be ambitious with your life. Be ambitious with your life. Get a dream. The movie, I conclude with this, but the movie Saving Private Ryan, if you remember, just to give you a summary of it, two of the brothers are killed in the same family in World War II, and there's one other brother fighting in Germany, and they make a call, and they say, that's too much for any parent, any mother to deal with, losing all three of her children, so go get Private Ryan and bring him home to his mother. And they send a whole unit in to find him and bring him home. And these guys get blown to pieces. They all give their lives and die and are killed by the Germans trying to protect one man to get him home to his mother. They all give their life so that Private Ryan can live. And the final scene of the movie is Tom Hanks, who's the commander of that unit. He's been shot fatally and he's laying on a bridge and he's bleeding and he's dying. And Private Ryan is standing there and he reaches up and grabs him by his shirt and pulls him down. And he says, basically, make your life count. Make it worth it. All these guys, including me, have given our life and died. Do something with your life that is significant. Do something good with your life. And I thought about Jesus and how he must look at a generation that's wasting their life on drugs and partying and craziness. And he probably wants to grab them and pull them close to him and say, do something significant with your life. I've got a purpose. I've got a dream. I'm going to change the world. You can do it. Turn to somebody and say, dream bigger. Dream bigger.
Thanks for listening to this edition of Kingdom Connection. We hope this has been a blessing in your life and will share this and other great resources with your friends. Visit JensenFranklin.org for new teachings and free podcasts, videos, and blogs. And be sure to connect with us via Twitter @Jensen or Facebook @JensenFranklin. Thanks for listening to the Kingdom Connection Podcast and have a great week.